Look, over the weekend, 79 of New South Wales electorates headed to the polls to vote for their local elections. And as you would have seen in the news, it's been quite big news. City of Sydney's Mayor Clover Moore retained her position, winning an overwhelming 60% of the vote. Her main candidate was Liberal competitor Christine Forster. She finished with about 15% of the vote, and that was her closest rival. Now, we were a bit concerned at times because new polling rules saw voting made compulsory for businesses most entitled to two votes, residents still only getting one. Did the voting change the way that the election came through? Now, Jess Scully is well known as a festival director, one of Clover Moore's brand new councillors, and it should be noted, an ex-2SER host. Good morning to you, Jess.
Morning, Nick.
And congratulations.
This is the first time we've had a former 2SER host on the council.
I think it must be. If it's not, I'd love to know who else it's been.
It's pretty exciting. Thank you, Nick. Look, I talked over you. But yes, I'm so excited.
You should be excited because I think, you know, there were a lot of claims about gerrymandering. A lot of people were very worried about what the changes to voting laws would bring about. Do you actually think that this landslide victory sends a bit of a message back to the New South Wales government?
I think it does, you know. I think it suggests that businesses in particular are probably more progressive than they anticipated prior to that. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of businesses and particularly small business people who came out and voted, they actually do appreciate things like works on the streets and cycleways that allow people to travel at a slower pace, stop and come in and visit. They appreciate an approach to sustainability that is actually having results. You know, I think people are realising actually that that's the kind of world we live in now.
I think you're right. And look, you know, I think Clover Moore, obviously an incredibly long-serving city mayor. I think Jonathan Green this morning referred to her as the, you know, most resilient politician he could imagine. She packed out with a lot of young guns such as yourself. I mean, what do you think the mandate is for the next 4 years?
Well, I think that's one of the interesting things, you know. Clover has been in the job for 12 years. Clover's, you know, twice my age, but you know, in values, we're incredibly closely aligned. She is one of those genuine progressives who evolves over time and her values and her policies do as well. And so, you know, I mean, what I think this does is it does give us a mandate to continue the progressive work that Clover has done and has really helped Sydney become a leader when it comes to climate resilience. You know, great quality design, public spaces, you know, a fantastic bike network that we're only halfway to towards implementing, and also really caring about things like live music, small bars, and fighting things like the lockout laws.
I was about to say, do you think some of the lockout law kind of controversy actually contributed to a few votes for Clover?
I know it did at the booth I was at. I was at Newtown on King Street. Where we, I think we got something like 75% of the vote, which is pretty extraordinary, you know. And to me, that says, and from the conversations I had with people, they're really upset about the lockout, and they think that a global city deserves to have a thriving nightlife, and we agree with that. And people were also concerned about the effects of state infrastructure like WestConnex, which we think is quite a backward-looking solution and one that will, in particular, have a lot of impact on the inner west.
Well, it sounds like you've definitely been given quite a voter mandate, a lot of support out there. My congratulations to you and the entire team, and thank you for chatting to breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks so much.